Jesus taught us that the greatest commandment is this: You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Yet surely we all have difficulty fulfilling this commandment. What is God going to do about the fickle, self-serving heart of humanity? This may well constitute the most significant problem of the Bible, which actually brought about the great flood, if you read Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. So here is God's resolution, first addressed in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6. The Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants, so that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, in order that you may live. God later promises through the prophet Ezekiel to actually change our hearts. These words have long inspired me, renewing my hope for myself and for the whole of humanity. These words from chapter 36 of Ezekiel, verses 25 through 28, just are incredible. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and make you follow my statutes and be careful to observe my ordinances. Then you shall live in the land that I gave your ancestors, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. This is God's mysterious problem to which I cling. This is the action of God that is working in me as in others. God vows to give us a heart of flesh while removing our hardened hearts of stone. How and when God will do this, and what it will be like to finally be able to love God as God wills, remain cloaked in the silence of God. A heart of flesh would signify our hearts at their most human. Second century Christian theologian Irenaeus may have been right in saying that the glory of God is humanity fully alive. And as the haunting final words of his book, The Earth Gods, Khalil Gibran has the main character prophetically say, "Let love, human and frail, command the coming day." Perhaps nothing has greater value to God or humanity than the love which springs from and abides within a heart of flesh. If you invite God to cleanse, heal, and renew your heart, God will do so. Christ will enter and make a home with you, as he promised in John 14, verse 23. In astonishing fact, Christ will join his heart to your heart. Pray about this and see what Christ will do in you, with you, and to you.